remember, Patrick, you saying before one of the bye weeks you were going to sunny Winnipeg for your bye week. Did you do that again this time, or did you go somewhere?
No, I didn't. I went to Florida, so it was a little bit. Well, I'm not going to say anything to that, but it was fun.
Your buddy Barkov,
yeah, I was hanging out with him, and they were still playing on the 21st, so he was kind of just doing what he does, focusing on playing hockey, and I was just trying to stay out of the way.
Patrick, did the break give you a chance to just recharge physically, mentally, and just get ready for this last stretch run?
Yeah, I hope so. Just not thinking about hockey and just doing something else. Try to get the batteries full, and so we're gonna be ready for the last stretch and last games before the playoffs.
Since you're the first 48, I mean, your coach said it, you know, the 20-year-old that's still got 25 goals. I mean, most people would be wowed by that, but there's expectations on you. How do you look back on the first 48?
I think there's been good stretches and bad stretches, but still 25 goals, still more than I've ever had before All-Star break, so that's good enough for me, and always try to improve and always try to be better, and that's kind of my focus, just to help my team to win and just get ready for the playoffs.
Was the break a good time for you because of maybe the 10 or 12 prior to you either weren't going in?
Well, I think I was working hard and still getting chances but couldn't score, so I don't think, well, it doesn't matter. We gotta get the bye week out of the way at some point, so just try to get some rest. But it doesn't matter where what time is it, but just try to have fun and work hard.
You guys made a deep playoff run last year, but the talent on this team, what can be different this year? Like, what gives you the confidence that you could go even further in the playoffs this year?
I think we have a similar team to last year. It's just, okay. Maybe a couple more guys, and obviously solid goaltending this year. Obviously, Haley was great last year, but now we have two great goaltenders, and I think that's going to give us a lot of chances to win.
Does the experience from last year's playoffs help at all in terms of going through that once as a group?
I hope so. It's still hockey. It doesn't matter if you have 10 Stanley Cups, you still got to win. You still got to play the game. So hopefully we know what to do in certain situations, but hopefully the experiences from last year are going to help us a little bit this year, but we still got to play good hockey if we want to go far.